An Indianapolis tutoring program found results for struggling young readers, but the program's future is in jeopardy. Reporter Rachel Fredette reports how the Reading Focus Initiative, now facing an uncertain financial outlook, hopes its success will pave the way forward.
Good. What is the sound we're hearing at the end of that word? S-A-D.
Bridget Kennedy is a reading tutor at Pleasant Run Elementary in Warren Township.
Brooklyn, what is the sound you hear at the end? Sad. D. What is the name of that letter that says
D?
D. Very good. Okay.
Kindergartners Milena, Brooklyn, and Angel are learning words through phonics and phonemic awareness. That means they're learning how letters and sounds work together, the foundation for reading. They couldn't do that at the start of the school year.
Can I hear you all say it? Top.
Kennedy worked with all three students through their fears and barriers learning to read.
I will tell you, when they started this year, they didn't know the letters in the alphabet. They didn't know the sounds associated with it, and we're now blending words.
Her students are making strides in their early literacy journey. The Circle City Readers program and its tutors, like Kennedy, are to thank for that. The program began in 2023. 10 schools delivered dedicated reading instruction to more than 500 children from kindergarten through third grade.
There's just no doubt that a strong reader is a student that does well in so many capacities.
In Marion County, only 2 out of every 3 third graders were reading at grade level after the pandemic. Circle City Readers aim to change that. Program leaders say they have found results through weekly one-on-one tutoring support. Evelyn Pierce Hicks is another tutor at Pleasant Run.
And I've seen so much growth with the kids.
Pierce Hicks works with kids like Willow Johnson, students who need help with foundational reading skills.
She always makes us read, and I love to read, and I love to read a lot of stories.
About 64% of Circle City third graders passed the state's third grade reading test in the spring. That's up from 60% the previous year. More than a quarter of the students in the program last year primarily spoke a language other than English at home. Pierce Hicks says those vulnerable children made strides in her group.
The ones that you think, oh my God, they're not growing, but in the end, they are mastering, they're understanding, they're reaching levels that you didn't think was possible.
Circle City Readers started with federal funds from the American Rescue Plan, but that money dried up and no long-term funding is in place. Shayna Cavazos is the director of the Office of Education Innovation, run out of the mayor's office. She says the city can't carry the program alone.
We always hoped that there would be a way for things to continue.
Her and her team are tasked with finding a new funding source for Circle City Readers. They have until December.
What we're hoping now is that the results speak for themselves and we can continue to make our case.
City officials stepped in last month to continue the initiative until the end of the year. Kennedy says so much could be lost if the program comes to a halt.
You know, there'd be a little group of kids that aren't going to get quite the interventions and the support that they would absolutely benefit from.
I am just so happy that all the students that were in my groups have made progress. And I ended up right here, my child, Willow.
Willow feels excited about reading every day.
Sometimes when I go in the car, I read, and then when I go to bed, my daddy reads me a story, and then I fall asleep.
Circle City Readers is on borrowed time until December, but program leaders say there's still time to keep it alive.
Making good progress, so I'm very proud of all of them.
Fantastic.
I'm Rachel Fredette.